Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
Covington playing Levine, topside three ball, bam! Onions, baby onions! Zach Levine in the Bulls!
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
Levine to White, this time he gives it to Williams for three.
The rookie! The Pulse! What a shot!
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 score scope. Yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Are you flat out kidding me?
Matt Peck used to do a great job with the Bulls Outsider Show. Now he's doing Locked On Bulls.
There he is, human floor burn.
Oh, don't mess with the Pooch.
But what's his crossover? Bulls bird of free league ghost.
Oh my goodness.
So kick back. I'm not. Relax. And get ready for the best hour of your day.
You can just see the vibe.
And these guys are men.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
I love it. Pass to Levine with a right-handed jackhammer slam. Oh, my goodness, that was filthy.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
I'm getting out the dancing shoes.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley. Along with me is Matt Peck. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Text and voicemails there. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com and make sure you let them know that we sent you. Matt, how are you? Good to be back from the weekend. And man, I just got to first say, this weekend of NBA playoffs is 1,000 times better than I thought it was going to be. But how are you and how did you enjoy the playoffs so far?
Jordan, what's up, man? What's up, Bulls Nation? Glad to be back with you today, buddy. Survived the move, so happy for that. But yeah, in between all of the packing and unpacking, I have been just absolutely eating up these NBA playoff games so far. We had the crazy blowout laugher, Bucks Heat Part 2. Last night, but like the first, like game one Bucks Heat was crazy. We've gotten a lot of tight games already out of the gate. We've had a couple of, you might say, upsets, in the first, in game ones are all over the place. It has been high level entertainment. I gotta say, even though they didn't pull out the win, I think one of my favorite things so far was seeing the raucous crowd at Madison Square Garden for that first Knicks-Hawks game. I mean, I think that's going to be a hell of a series. I think the Knicks kind of let one go there. But, I mean, like, seeing Tibbs on the sidelines, seeing D. Rose and Taj making big plays. Yeah, they're at the Garden, not the United Center. That sucks. But also, just for the sake of basketball fans, having fans in a playoff environment at Madison Square Garden for the first time in forever, it feels awesome, doesn't it?
It really does, man. And you know what? I've been a staunch Trae Young hater. Not really a hater, just more sour that he's not a Bull. And my take on him wasn't really correct at the time. And it was like the pick between him and Doncic. And it was like, I don't know if Trae Young's really going to be the guy. But man, it's hard not to like him when he is like, fuck you, I'm going to hit this shot. And then he goes on TV and says, yeah, I get booed a lot. Like, man, that gave me signs of Joakim Noah from 10 years ago saying, like, what's so good about Cleveland? I get booed a ton. I've been booed my whole entire life. Dudes like that, I can attach myself to. It sucks that he's going to be in the Eastern Conference for the foreseeable future. But it was cool to see moments like that, young players stepping up for teams first time in the playoffs. Him and RJ Barrett stepped up big.
Yeah, and speaking of awesome youngsters playing in their first playoff experiences, how about Devin Booker in the game that he had for Phoenix? A lot of people are saying, LeBron loses game ones all the time. That's LeBron's thing, right? I'm going to lose game one while I figure out what I'm going to do with this series, and then I'll come back and win this series. That's like LeBron's signature move, is to lose game one all the time. He did it to the Bulls twice. I think before you make the joke about LeBron, you should give credit to Devin Booker, especially considering that like CP3 got hurt, and had that weird shoulder injury that kind of, he came back from it and kept playing in that game, but you could clearly tell that his normal jump shot was all messed up and he was chucking up these weird, ugly looking shots because he was clearly playing through some kind of pain. And man, I know you and I have had a lot of conversations about Devin Booker versus Zach LaVine on this year's podcast, and it's a shame that Zach LaVine is not in the playoffs right now, but as far as playoff debuts go. I mean, we saw a special one from D. Rose back at the Boston Garden in 2009. The one that Devin Booker showed us the other night was also pretty darn good.
I don't know if you're a Bulls fan. I don't know how you can watch that Suns team and not think about the possibilities of Zach LaVine when they have a point guard, a playmaker of the caliber of Chris Paul, and not even having to be like Chris Paul or that level, but just having somebody close to that, halfway decent. The possibilities are endless. Shout out to Chris. I know there's a lot of CP3 haters out there, but it's like it's hard to deny what the dude has done in this back half of his career with OKC and now the success he's had with the Suns. It's really cool to see him kind of revitalize two organizations that have needed it, been on the cusp of like, what are we doing, rebuilding, not getting to the playoffs and doing something special and being a mentor has been really, really cool. But I think we're bearing the lead here, man.
Which is?
Campaign. Got ejected from a fucking playoff game. Like, that wasn't even something we discussed talking about what we were going to do in campaign. Like, if you asked me what is a million different things that could happen in the playoffs, campaign getting ejected out of a game is not something I would have came up with. But, I mean,
campaign contributing to a playoff team is also something that I would not have expected given his Bulls tenure. But, oh, yeah. Okay. So I did not understand that ejection at all. I mean, the technical bits of it, okay, you get a tech for the hard, you know, check shove that started this all, the whole fracas, and you also get a tech for throwing the basketball at your opponent, and, you know, in anger. But I could not comprehend how Campaign got ejected from that game and Montrezl Harrell did not. Because Montrezl Harrell came in there and tried to run somebody over like a freaking freight train. And not in a basketball play, in a, hey, let's fight. Like, Cam gave Guy a bit of a shove, but it was in the action of a play.
And he was ready to send Campaign to Mars. Sure.
But like, just the fact that throwing a basketball out of frustration is like automatic tech and maybe suspension is ridiculous. I think it's stupid.
He must have said something prior to that because the whole thing started because they didn't call a foul on Caruso. They ended up letting they didn't call a foul on Caruso on Campaign when he was bringing the ball up on that drive.
Right.
And that's why I was like, where's the origin of this? And then those two got into it when Campaign tried to steal the ball from Caruso, and Caruso's like, what are you doing, man? Like what's your problem? That he must have said something because he got two texts for that. That was something I thought about too. And I was like, how does Montrezl Harrell not get tossed out of the game for just bumping the dude? Like, he's lucky he caught him. That's all you can, after watching that replay, that's all you can say. But I love how LeBron is just watching this whole thing unfold too. You see him grabbing his arm like this. You could see for a split second, he hesitates as the fight's about to start, him get up and be fine. And then he goes back to like laying on the ground, like hurting his arm. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you watch that slow motion replay. I don't know. It was just a bunch of dramatics, and he knew what he was doing, and it worked, but they didn't win the game. But yeah, that was ridiculous. I couldn't believe that there was a Campaign ejection in the game. So,
I mean, what a treat.
Seriously.
One of so many treats. There's ex-Bulls all over these playoffs. I kind of touched on that on the other episode the other day. Jordan, we've got more to talk about today, including some fun stuff from our old pal Scalabrine, the White Mamba, who was talking a big superstar in his potential future. We'll get to that a little later on. First, though, I want to tell all of you Locked On Bulls listeners about Lucy. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that come in 3 flavors, cherry ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, even in the gym. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Lucy lozenges and gums are, again, FSA and HSA eligible, so you can spend pre-tax dollars on them. Locked On NBA Network listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gums and lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONNBA at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code LOCKEDONNBA.
This episode is also brought to you by Rock Auto. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specific and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so we know. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, Matt, so it's going to be relatively quiet for the next month in Bulls land until we get some news about the combine and all of that. And even that isn't as big as it was last year for us in terms of where we end up falling. I know we still have the very, very, very small chance of ending up in the top four, too. But for the most part, it's going to be quiet.
Could have been 32%, Jordan. Could have been 32%.
Until we
hope y'all enjoyed those victories.
Until we lead up to free agency, we're only going to have a second round pick. So the emphasis on the draft won't be as big as the emphasis on free agency. And I say that because we're going to get a lot of national people talking about the Bulls over the next month or so, talking about what could become of free agency. And Brian Scalabrine, former Bull and NBA insider now, was on 670 The Score this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. And he brought up Kawhi Leonard unannounced, like just talking about the Clippers, what he thought about the Clippers and where they could eventually make their run, and unprovoked said if Kawhi Leonard doesn't get to the conference finals and Paul George performs poorly, he could be looking to go somewhere else. And to me, that was a huge, like, okay, we talked about this possibility, we knew that. The question is it realistic for the Bulls to even get a meeting with Kawhi? Is this something that you've thought about at all? Are you paying any attention to it at all? Are you giving it any credence? How much do you actually care about hearing somebody like that say that Kawhi could potentially be interested if things fall bad for the Clippers?
Well, as far as the tail end of that question of how much do I care about a person like that saying it, I care a lot because the White Mamba is a prophet and I am his disciple. I know that he's all like Mr. Boston Celtics now, and he does, you know, he's an analyst for the Celtics with NBC. Good for him. I still cherish that very short amount of time when the White Mamba was ours and he was Tom Thibodeau's human victory cigar back when the Bulls were winning and winning by a lot on a near nightly basis. And you had Scalabrine chance in the United Center midway through every fourth quarter. I know you remember that, Jordan. You're not that young. How awesome was it to be chanting Scalabrine in the United Center when the Bulls are up by 20?
It was good. It was good, but
it was short-lived, but it was so much fun.
It was, and he's a ball, like, oh my God, I almost sound like Jim Boylan. He is a baller.
He's a baller.
You still see him, though. Like, the most recent thing about him playing-wise is some guy talking shit to him and trying to play him in pickup, and then he absolutely destroys the guy, too, and, like, gave him a lead. It's out of the Kobe playbook, almost. Kobe giving the dude a 20-point lead and saying, all right, if you beat me 21-20, I'll give you season tickets courtside to the Lakers. Goes in there, gives him the ball, steals it, and scores 21 points, walks out. Like, that's what Scal does. But yeah, I remember him as a Bull, and he's a great personality too. But he's relatively connected as the Celtics guy there and too, and they're in contention.
He knows people.
And they're in contention.
Which makes me think, going back to Kawhi, I think it matters. I think it's at least interesting, because when you talk about the free agent class of 2021 and how a year ago and then several years prior to that, it's all anybody could talk about. Oh, the free agent class of 2021, all these star-studded names all over the place. It's going to be a frenzy of pitches and, you know, who can lure this star and who's going to court this star the best. And it's all kind of dried up now because guys have been extended on contracts. Guys have been signed and traded and extended. Like, it's not the free agent class that all the hype, was gearing up towards. But Kawhi's name is still there. And because the weird Clippers experiment hasn't gone maybe as well as some thought it would, we'll see what they do tonight. They got game two against Dallas tonight, I believe, right?
Yeah, they're down 1-0.
They dropped game one to Dallas, lost by 10.
That's crazy, man.
They're a team that many people, myself included, picked to win the NBA championship last year, and they couldn't even make it to the Western Conference Finals. I mean, absolutely choked against the Denver Nuggets in the bubble playoffs. Like, credit to Jamal Murray and Jokic and that whole team and that whole crew, because they were a lot of fun to watch last season. But the Clippers choked. They had control of that series, and they choked. And this marriage of Paul George and Kawhi hasn't seemed to have been all that happy and or profitable for either of them. And they were both doing whatever they could to say, if you can find out a way to get both of us on this Clippers roster, we'll both be there. And I mean, is anyone talking about them as legit title contenders? As, you know, maybe they'll make it a couple of rounds, but an actual title contender this year compared to other teams? And if that's not the case and they fall short again this season, maybe Kawhi does have some eyes that seem to wander, because the dude's never been the type who has seemed to me to be committed to any individual organization.
What I'll say, and I have a couple questions too, like Bulls specific on this topic for you, but what I'll say, like, just to the Clippers point, they've probably been my least exciting team to watch this entire season. And it's wild to say that when you have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, two of the top 15 players in the league when they're playing and healthy, and they're a bore for me. They were a bore for me betting. They were a bore just to watch. And I was like, maybe they're just flying under the radar because they're so good. But now they're running into problems against a Mavericks team that I thought they were going to get their heads pounded in by the Clippers. But Kristaps has stepped up a little bit. Luka's looked great. But I do have some questions about Kawhi specifically, because before we get crazy with it.
Also, just to be clear, before we just breeze past your comment about the Clippers are a bore, how dare you say that when they now have playoff Rondo on their squad?
Nothing is ever a bore
with playoff Rondo.
I totally forgot he wasn't on the Hawks anymore. I was like, when I saw him out there in game one, I was like, oh shit, that's right. Rondo did go to the Clippers.
It was jawing at Mark Cuban, like, immediately. How great was that?
That's true.
Because
underrated storyline.
Everybody in Dallas, I hear this from my buddy say mine all the time. Everybody in Dallas still hates Rondo for that one little season that he played there, when his teammates voted to cut him out of their playoff bonus.
That's wild. That is wild. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was Kendrick Perkins or Charles Barkley, like, talking about his transformation, or maybe it was Greg Anthony. I don't know. Some basketball head in that game specifically just said that exact thing, though. Like, it's crazy to watch Rondo mature the way he has, and that Dallas stop was like his transition, and it sort of lingered here in Chicago, but didn't by the end, because people liked him. Like, the Bulls were going to re-sign him if they kept Jimmy and all of that, because they ended up liking what he did, even though he got suspended. But
he was just a kid for those Boston teams. Like, yeah, he won a title with them, but that was KG and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen's team, and he was just a kid. So his transition from youngster to leader clearly did not go smoothly. The three alphas certainly included in that. before our last couple of thoughts, Jordan, speaking of you feeling bored betting on the Clippers, the good news is that there are plenty of other teams to bet on, and you can do that at Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. NBA and NHL playoffs are ablaze right now, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs. Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action as well. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online or your laptop, on your laptop or mobile device, and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams are gearing up for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So if you sign up to Bet Online, create an account, deposit $100, they're going to give you 50 bonus bucks to play with. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Again, that's promo code Locked On.
I got two questions for you on this, and it may take us more than a segment to do. Okay, let's just entertain the idea that Kawhi leaves the Clippers, and he's got
entertaining that idea,
and he's got a pick, and he's got a pick through half a dozen teams he wants to meet with. That would be the first question. If he leaves, forget thinking about the cap space and all of that shit. Can the Bulls get a meeting with Kawhi this summer? If they are serious about saying, hey, let's see if we can do this short-term LaVine, Vooch, Kawhi, do you think it's even realistic that the Bulls could get a serious meeting with Kawhi, not just a, hey, let's do a favor for the Bulls, let's just go in there, get entertained for a day, and then walk out and never think about them again? Is that a realistic possibility for you, in your opinion?
Yes, I think so. I would put it in the category of realistic possibilities because to me, and I kind of shed light on this, you know, a moment ago, Kawhi is just always kind of a wild card, you know, like,
yep,
nobody knows what the hell is going on in that dude's head. Like, all we have of Kawhi is dude with the giant hands hit the crazy bounce, bounce, bounce shot to send the Raptors to, you know, the next level of the playoffs. His one season with that team won the Toronto Raptors their first ever franchise championship. Oh, and by the way, had some pretty solid years with Timmy and Manu and Tony in San Antonio. Oh, and the weirdest, creepiest laugh of all time. That's all we know about Kawhi Leonard. And the fact that it seems like, as far as everybody, you know, NBA players, professional athletes have their inner circles, their circle of trust, his uncle is fairly close to him and like a close advisor. And that maybe, you know, his uncle was a part of certain negotiations from various teams that were pitching Kawhi. This is what we could provide you. This is what we could provide your inner circle with. But that's it. There are so many unpredictabilities about Kawhi that to say anything is impossible with Kawhi Leonard's future, I think is foolish because nobody knows.
With him specifically, I think the Bulls have done enough this year with the changeover, with the success that they've had with some of the veterans that have stopped here and said really good things. And I think having Billy Donovan goes a very long way. Having two All-Stars too goes a very long way, especially when you're talking about a Kawhi Leonard who is willing to go to a place for a year, win a championship, and then leave, and that's okay with him. I think you start to open up your mind to short-term possibilities, even if they're the Bulls are still looking to transition. If Kawhi could commit that, that would be the next question is like, do you think the Bulls are contenders with LaVine, Vooch, Kawhi? Is that team good enough to beat a Nets team over the next 2 years that has still Harden, Durant, and Irving on it? That's the biggest question.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that, of course, that's the question. Would that team assembled be good enough to beat Giannis's Bucks, beat the three alphas, Brooklyn Nets, Embiid Sixers? I think any given night or even potentially a best of seven series scenario, LaVine, Vooch, and Kawhi all healthy and all in their primes with the right complementary pieces around them, hell yeah, that is a good enough trio of stars to get out of the East. I think so.
See, that's the question that it has to go to. If there's any inclination in your mind that that's not a possibility, there would be no point if you have other plans, maybe to make this long-term thing happen and more realistic. The short-term, you're going to have to sacrifice some stuff, right? So, like, is the team okay bare bones around you? Like, your core five is going to end up being Vooch, Kawhi, LaVine, Kobe, and P-Will. Everything else is going to be minimums, vets, guys just to fill out your roster. That, I think, is a conversation I truly don't know, but I think having those three stars, you're right. I think that puts you in the Eastern Conference Finals. Can you get past a Durant, Irving, and Harden-led team? It's tough for any team to say yes, but I do. I would say it's worth it. I would say it's worth the risk.
Well, and you know, the measuring sticks that we can use, either yay or nay, are about to unfold in front of us over the next few weeks. As far as what do you need to beat the Brooklyn Nets as they are currently assembled, the Durant, Harden, Kyrie, Brooklyn Nets. Will any of these teams in the East knock them off unexpectedly? Will any of these teams in the East give them a tougher fight than maybe we would anticipate? And then taking a look at whatever squad that is that either beats this Brooklyn Nets dynamite team or gets damn close to it, you could say, okay, well, what pieces does that team have? And how does that measure up to, hypothetically, a trio of Zach, Vooch, and Kawhi? Because when you look around the East and like the contenders and a couple of the somewhere between contender pretenders, obviously that trio of stars is the best trio of stars in the Eastern Conference, bar none. You might even say it's the best trio of stars in the NBA right now, and you might not be wrong. Is there a trio of stars on another team that's that would be as deadly as Zach, Vooch, Kawhi? I mean, Simmons. Who's the third star there?
Tobias Harris, and that's not even, like, that's right, being generous.
That's the name, but, like, is that a star? No, it's a really solid complimentary player, an overpaid role player.
I think him and Vooch sit on the same tier,
of course,
tier,
they say
right?
that the night after he has, what did he drop, like 35 or whatever, but...
Yeah, but I think you're right, though. Like, him and Vooch sit on the same tier, right? That's, like, tier three star, like, borderline star.
Has Tobias Harris ever been an all-star?
That's a good question.
From my knowledge, he has not.
Let me see. I would bank on no, but maybe he did make one sneaky with either the Pistons or Orlando. Let's see. Basketball Reference is telling me that no All-Star games. So. Yeah, the most he's ever averaged as a player is 20 points a game, and that was his first year being traded from the Clippers to the Sixers. So yeah, you're right. Maybe Vooch is even a slight better if you consider that and just the way the Bulls want to play. Anyway, the idea that the Bulls could get past that, I think another question too is like, what if Kawhi was serious about coming here and you go to Jerry and say, hey, would you be good with paying the luxury tax for 2 years, even short term? I think that he says yes if a player that caliber is saying he was willing to come here to try to make a short run, whether it be a year, 2 years, or 3 years. I could see a scenario where Michael and Jerry say yes, we're in, but it's going to take that type of move for them to operate and having to pay the luxury tax and operating over the cap. That's the only way I see Jerry spending on this team right now.
I mean, based on what history tells us, that's accurate. I think Jerry Reinsdorf has always been the person to say, are we competing for a championship this season? Then I'll pay the luxury tax this season. Otherwise, why would I pay a luxury tax for a team that's not winning a title or going for a title? You know, it is a huge part of a very long separate story of the breakup of the dynasty. But in this particular instance, I think if you approached him with, we have a chance to get Kawhi, and we could have Kawhi and Zach LaVine and Vooch as a trio of three legitimate all-star players to vie for championship contention, come out of the East, get to the finals, get this franchise back on track. I can't imagine Jerry saying no to that, especially after how tough this rebuild post-Jimmy has gone, especially how long this organization and fan base has been wanting to get back on top. because I'm pretty sure, let me check my math, 1998 was a long fucking time ago.
It really was. And you think about it too, like the last time that they've had fans in the stands, the place was 10%, 20% full. Like, they're going to want fans to come back, and the only way, like, yes, you've gimmicked some fans to be entertained by the Bulls again, but it all collapsed, and even you right. and I have seen it over the last month, is, like, people tune out when the Bulls are not relevant anymore, and you'll still get your hardcore fans, but I think that's another driver, too, is, like, attention, how can this help the team? You bring good players in, people are going to want to see it, you're going to make a lot of money.
And like that was the story right before the pandemic shut everything down, right? It was NBA All-Star Weekend in Chicago. The Bulls are going to use this as their beginning of a search for new voices in their front office. Why are we finally seeing these changes? Maybe, as we heard, John Paxson basically was like, I give up. Bring somebody else in here to fix this. And perhaps also the reason that Jerry was finally willing to hear him on that and accept the change was needed is because before a pandemic closed every stadium to its fans, as you kind of pointed out, the United Center was empty. Not all the way empty, but emptying. And, you know, I had my buddy Will Perdue tell me in the media room at the United Center one night, he was like, man, I just like did a lap around. He was like, I have not seen the United Center this empty in a long time. Like 50% capacity.
But dude, it took
a Bulls
that
game.
That took three years. Like, Bulls fans were still filling the United Center up when it was Walt Lemon Jr. starting. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I think that's another thing is outside fans don't realize how long it took for Bulls fans to finally say, fuck it, I'm not spending money anymore until you guys take us seriously. Like, you're not taking right. the team seriously anymore, so why should I spend my money? And Bulls fans actually showed and proved that. Like, other organizations in the city can take some advice from that too, is if you piss your fan base off enough, they're going to eventually stop showing up. And even as legendary as the Bulls franchise is and as big as the Bulls fan base is, people got fed up. And that was the only thing that I think sparked change from the very, very top, is like, oh shit, people are really serious. They're not showing up anymore. So
wait, Jordan, are you saying it wasn't the billboard that finally got their attention?
The billboard only made them dig their heels in even more, man. But I'm curious to have this conversation again several times over the next few months, and we'll be talking about other players as well. But if anybody wants to check in, there are text and voicemail line 331-979-1369. Your text, your voicemails, anything you got for us, 331-979-1369. We're on Twitter.
Jordan, I got one more for you quickly before you wrap up. When we were talking about the Brooklyn trio, the Sixers trio, and the hypothetical of Zach and Vooch and Kawhi, before I forget, who would you rather have? Zach, Vooch, Kawhi, or Giannis, Middleton, Holiday? That might be one where I'd say, ooh, I don't know if Zach, Vooch, Kawhi is better than that.
It's tough, I know.
Giannis is a two-time MVP, but it seems like every year for the past several, when healthy, Kawhi's like in the certainly top 10 and even top 5 MVP conversation.
Yeah, and I mean, his numbers were better than his MVP season this year, and Jokic is still running away with the MVP, so that's a good question, too. Honestly, I would flip a coin at that point. Like, to have Giannis and Middleton in Holiday versus what we have here, I mean, I don't blame people, though, if they would say they would take the Bulls core over that Bucks core, but Giannis is just insane. He's got to prove to me, though, he can win playoff games first.
Got to knock down them late-game free throws, baby.
Seriously. But you got any thoughts about free agency? You've got any thoughts about the draft coming up? Anything you guys want us to kind of reflect, discuss? Maybe just have thoughts as a Bulls fan as well. 331-979-1369. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley, Bulls Nation. Have a wonderful day. Be back tomorrow with a fresh episode. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.
Thanks a lot.